Tzadik Ches Sif Hei. Okay, we're learning Simit Tzadik Ches, the Dinim of Taruvis, of how to measure mixtures. And now we come to Sif Hei. I just want to be Magdim, just to remind you, something from Hilchas Basa B'Chalav, which is Nogeya here to Sif Hei. There's a concept of chaticha nasa nevela, chanan or chaticha nasa nevela, which is mentioned originally in Siman Tzadik Beis. The concept of chaticha nasa nevela is a machloikis, the mechaber, and the ramah. And I'll explain both shittas before we learn this sif. Chaticha nasa nevela, according to the mechaber, means that if I have one kezayis of milk and one kezayis of meat, and they're cooked together, now I have two kezayisim of basa b'chalav. Now I take these two kezayisim of basa b'chalav, it's a mixture of milk and meat, and they fall into a vegetable soup. And the vegetable soup is 100 ounces. So a person could say, let's see, you could look at it two ways. You could say 2 ounces of iser fell into 100 ounces. It's not bottle. It asses. Somebody might say, 1 minute. There's only 1 ounce of milk. If 1 ounce of meat, 1 ounce of milk now fell into 100 ounces of soup, let's say that the 100 ounces is mefatel the ounce of milk. And now I don't have basa b'chalav. As long as the ounce of milk is bottle, it's not basa b'chalav. The rule of chaticha nas nevela says it's not so. Chaticha nas nevela, the entire basa b'chalav is one piece of nevela. It's one piece of basa b'chalav. And you need 60 against the 2 ounces, against the basar and the chalav. The basar and the chalav are nas nevela, that's like one piece of iser. And you can't be mevatel just the milk or just the meat. You have to be mevatel the entire combination of chaticha nas nevela, the whole thing is nevela. Now that is the Mechaber Shita, Chaticha Nas Nevela, and everyone agrees to that Yisoid. The Machlaikis is Bishar Isurim, by other Isurim. Let's say someone has an ounce of Nevela, which he cooks with an ounce of kosher. And now he has 2 ounces. Those 2 ounces now fall into a new pot. Do we say chanan? Do we say chaticha nas nevela? That the ounce of heter, which was cooked with the ounce of nevela, is also iser. So the mechaber holds that we do not. The mechaber shita is you only say chaticha nas nevela by basa b'chalav, which is shita sarambam. And the ramah, the way we paskin, is that we say chaticha nas nevela by shari surim midrabanan. That by any yisur we say chaticha nas nevela. If you cook nevela with heter, the heter, and there's no shishim, that heter is nas nevela, and now you need shishim against the taruvis if it falls into a new pad. It's a gzera to basa b'chalav. Since by basa b'chalav chaticha nas nevela is deraisa, so because it's a new entity. So by Shari Surim we say chaticha nas nevela, and if you cook nevela together with heter, the heter becomes aser, it's chanan, it's chaticha nas nevela, you need shishan to mirathel the two of them. Okay, that's all in Siman Tzadik Beis. Now bearing that in mind, we'll learn here Tzadik Ches Sif Hei, and we'll see this is an extension of the shayla of chaticha nas nevela to a new case. Let's see the Mechaber, the Ramah, this is the second Ramah, the Ramah at the end is a separate Indian, so we'll first learn just the Mechaber. Im yadua kamahu iser. If you know how much iser is in a keli, kagai, taf chadasha, I have a new spoon, and the spoon was beleya, one drop of treifus fell on it. Well, now when that spoon is put into a new pot, do I need shishim against the whole spoon? Into another pot. Into a pot of I have a pot of soup that's cooking, and I took a tray for spoon, or better yet, I took a meat is cooking, I took a milchika spoon, I stirred the meat. Normally, we said last week, I need shishim against the spoon. If you hold chamitzosei chamkula, I need shishim against the whole spoon. If you don't hold chamitzosei chamkula, I need shishim against the part of the spoon which was placed into the pot. But why do I need against the whole spoon? The metal of the spoon is not treif. Teretz is that by an old spoon that I've used many times, it has a lot of bleis in it. What happens if it's a new spoon? And I know all this, something spritzed on it, just a little spritz of milk went on it. I don't need shishim against the whole spoon. All I need is shishim against the amount of issur that's in the spoon. Because the spoon isn't asur, it's only what's in it that's asur. So if you do a kamahu ha'isur, if you know how much isur is in the keli, kagoyin kaf chadasha, or not only a new one, a she'ina bas yayma, or you have a keli that's not a ben yayma, it wasn't used in 24 hours, the old bliyas are as if they're gone. She'niarba, and now you stirred a pot, you stirred the let's say, a fleshiks, ubala kizayis chalav, you took a spoon that wasn't used in 24 hours, you stirred a spoon. You stir with the spoon milachix. It was beleya kezayis cholav, only a kezayis of milk. Va'achakach niyabah kederish al basar. Then you took this milachix spoon and you stirred fleishix. Ein sarech el shishim levatel hakezayis shabalam. You need 60 only against the amount of milk that's in the spoon. You don't need shishim against the whole spoon. Parentheses, you don't say about the metal of the spoon that it becomes iser, afilu niru by iser. Even if you're niru by iser, even if you mixed iser, not only basar and chalav, the Ramah adds iser as well, that even though the Ramah holds by iser, you do say chaticha nas nevela. So you might think that's only by milk. If I stirred a small amount of milk, so then the spoon itself is not iser. You might think if I stir iser, it's different. So the Ramah has to add, because remember the Ramah sheet is normally yisechatichanas nevela by iser. So he says afilu niro by iser, the guf hamatchis is not nas nevela, and you only need shishim against the amount of milk or iser that's in the spoon. Aval kaf yishana ubas yayma misharim bakula. But an old spoon, meaning one that was used already, and it's a bas yayma, b'sharina b'kula, the chol masha bala nasa issa v'lo yadin kama bala. Whatever was beleya earlier became iser, and we don't know how much it was beleya. Now this parenthesis is a chiddush. As we'll see in a second, this is a machlaikis rishayim between the Ramban and the Rajba. What he's saying here in these parentheses is the following. I have a spoon. I had a coffee, I stirred a coffee with it, or I stirred a, let's say, a klirishin with it. I took a spoon and I stirred something very innocent. I'm cooking vegetable soup, kosher vegetable soup, and I stirred it. So now the spoon has bleis of vegetable soup. No problem. Then I took the very same spoon, and with that spoon, iser, let's just to make it simple, let's say a spritz, a small amount of iser spritzed onto that spoon. The spoon is beleya, one drop of iser. Now, later, when I use that spoon to stir a new pot, how much do I need shishim against? Do I need shishim against the one spritz of iser? You can say it's only one spritz of iser. Sakta Ramah, chol masha bala nasa iser. On the bleis in the spoon, I do say chaticha nas nevela. V'lo yadina kama bala. Since I used the spoon many times, I have to be chayshish, it's full of bliyas. So this shita, the first shita that's mentioned here in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the shita Sarajba, holds that we say chaticha nas nevela on bliyas. On bliyas in a spoon or in a keli, I say chaticha nas nevela. I'm thinking that's balua in a keli. So I have a spoon that has kosher bliyas in it. And now a mashahu of iser is also beleya in a small amount. In the spoon, there's no 60 in the spoon against the spritz. All the bleis in the spoon are nas nevela. Now, when I stir again, I stir another kosher pot, I need shishim against the entire spoon, the entire iser in the spoon. Follow? Because I say chaticha nas nevela, just like I would say chaticha nas nevela with treifus and kosher in a pot, where it's be'en, the same as the bliya and a keli, I say chaticha nas nevela, that the bliyas that are in the spoon, if there's a little bit of iser, it makes all the bliyas in the spoon iser, and I nishishim against the whole spoon. We'll try it again. Let's use numbers to make it simple. Let's say a spoon has a volume of 6 ounces. I have a spoon, it's got a 6 ounce. If I were to displace water with it, it would displace 6 ounces of, I'm not talking about weight, I'm talking about volume, fluid ounces, right? So the spoon is, let's say, has 6 ounces of volume. So it can hold up to 6 ounces of bleeds. I took this spoon, I've used it many times, I stirred my vegetable soup with it, I stirred all kinds of kosher things with it. It's got bleeds of heter in it, no problem. Now, I stir 1 ounce of treifus with the spoon. The spoon has 1 ounce of treifus in it. If this spoon now, which has 1 ounce of treifus, up to 1 ounce of treifus in it, and has 5 ounces of kosher in it, bleeds in it, if that spoon were now to be used to stir another pot of kosher food, and I had shishim to be mevatel the spoon,
the
treifus in the spoon. So the Rashba holds that I need shishim against the whole 6 ounces, because I say chaticha nas nevela, that in the spoon the bliya of iser makes the bliyas of heter into nevela, and therefore I need shishim against the entire volume of the spoon.
It's also on cholo, because it rusts in into a cholo. The whole spoon becomes milky.
No, hold on a second. Okay, you're right. One second. I'll talk about cholo in a minute. What? Let's say
it doesn't have to be
kazayis. It's just an example.
Of iser, but it has to go.
The number kazayis is just an example. I'm saying ounce. Shulchan says kazayis. It doesn't mean kazayis. It means an amount. Sifav, bechatzi zayis shel iser. All these rules apply. The next sif says no different zayis than chatzi zayis. I was wondering why he sticks it here. Maybe people get confused and say zayis.
Just the proportion.
Yeah.
Why don't you also say
then
why don't we use the pot to be the
volume of the pot itself, not just the cotton. Okay, we have a rule, lo yadin on kamabala. On kalim, we don't know how much it's beleya at any one time. And if we're only machmir, that is beleya, and we're not makel, that is beleya. So we don't use the actual pot to be, only the contents of the pot, to be mevatel iser. Okay, because lo yadin on kamabala, that's the klal. Okay?
There's only if the bliyas in the spoon are basana, though.
It was all basiyayver. It's all been if the bliyas was used within 24 hours. Now just turn the Seder Ramban Shita. The Yesh Mishayim there. The Yesh Mishayim Mishagam Bezu Ain Sarech El Hashita Mishishim Levat Lachazai Shabala. The Ramban holds that in this case where you have a 6 ounce spoon and 1 ounce of treifus in it, you only need shishim against the 1 ounce. This shita holds that by bliyos we don't say chaticha nas nevela. We only say chaticha nas nevela on be'en, on something that's actually there. But on bliyos in a keli, we do not say chaticha nas nevela. This is the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba, whether we say chaticha nas nevela on bliyos in a keli, and the Ramah says svar rishayne ikar. That we paskin in this machlaikis to be machmir, that we do say chaticha nas nevela on blias in a keli. So that's the halacha that the plius are all nas nevela.
Yeah.
It's very edible. It's very edible. You just have to get it out of the keli. We are saying that the blias in the keli, we consider blias in the keli to be edible. And no, right. So it's very important. We're not saying now that we measure against the metal of the spoon. We're saying we measure against the blias of a spoon. If it's a brand new spoon, then you don't need shishim. The spoon itself is not nas nevela. It's only the blia that's in the spoon. That's nas nevela. What? Because all right, so that's the rule we had last week. That since le'adino kamabola, that a keli we always measure against the whole keli. It's not even a suffix, and we measure against an entire kli every time because we don't know. We have no way of measuring how much went in, how much went out. So therefore, a suffix we always measure against it. It's not a suffix. It's a psak that we have to measure against the whole spoon.
Even though if you displace a spoon in water, it wouldn't display 6 ounces?
It would. I'm talking about it would display 6 ounces.
No, it holds 6 ounces. But
I'm talking about the displacement. There's no difference in holding. The fluid, the amount of fluid ounces it would displace is what I'm talking about.
Oh, displacement, okay. Not the amount it's holding.
Yeah, I don't mean holding in the spoon.
Okay,
I mean what holds in the place. You're right. Okay. What's holding it, what's being held in the metal of the case. I'd like to explain that. Yeah, let me explain. What I've explained to you till now is correct. This is the machlokes, the Rabban and the Rashba. Now, how does that play itself out in Basa B'Cholav? The way it would play itself out in Basa B'Cholav would actually be the following. If I have meat, I have a 6 ounce spoon, it's a fleishika spoon, and it's Erev Shabbos, I've stirred my cholent and my chicken soup, everything with it. It's got blias, it's full of blias of fleishiks. Now, I stirred an ounce of milk with it. There's an ounce of milk in the spoon together with the maximum of 1 ounce of spoon of milk in the spoon together with another 5 ounces potentially of flesh. The Mechaba holds that that's the case of the Machlaikis, the Ramban and the Rajba. Do I say Chaticha Nas Nevela in Blias? As I gave you the example by Yisr and Heter. The Basa B'Cholav example would be when the Ablias of meat and Blias of milk in the same spoon. And again, the Mekel, which is the Ramban, would say, I only need him to be mevatel the milk. I don't need to be mevatel the meat. What? So you'll jump up and you'll say, what do you mean, Basa B'Cholav? It's all Isser. Basa B'Cholav is different. It should be the meat, it should need shishim mevatel the meat and the milk. So it needs a hesber. What's shot in the Ramban? If I have a spoon, I have 5 ounces of blias of meat and 1 ounce of milk, why is it enough to be mevatel the milk? Why are we making with such a thing? So the Achrayim have to come up with an explanation of why the Ramban is mekel. The Ramban is clearly mekel. The question is why. The Prima Gadim writes, the reason is that derech bishul asra taira. There's a rule that basa b'cholav is asr derech bishul. In the manner that people cook. It's normal for people to cook and mix ingredients. But to cook by mixing bliyas, that's not derech bishul asra taira. And therefore the Prima Gadim says, the basa b'cholav that's in the spoon until it comes out is not basa b'cholav d'oraisa. And since it's basa b'cholav d'rabbanan, the Ramban holds, you don't say chatir. Now that explanation is somewhat lacking according to most Achrayim. And if you want to sit and be ma'ayin to that explanation, we could argue about it. I think it'll pass. Let's see. But we could argue about it. But it's not, for now, it's not the setting to argue about the lumdis of the Ramban Shita. It is an issue. It is something which definitely needs something of an eon, and there's definitely more than one way to explain it. It would be Talia the Machlaikis, but for now we'll leave it with the Prima Gadim's explanation, And if somebody wants to see more, the Prima Gadim is a Mishpat Zayzav Ches on this long Taz. And if someone wants to be Mayan into it, there's definitely more Mokim for a Pilpul Shir on the topic. But just to make clear, I want to just finish. The issue of Machlaikis, Ramban, and Rajba is A, Blias of meat, Blias of milk, B, Blias of het, or Blias of Isser. This is not so if you have blias of heter and blias of milk, and now you're stirring a fleshing of pot. Let's say you have a spoon which has in it 5 ounces of heter, 1 ounce of milk, and you're stirring a cholent. There's no question you only need shishim against the milk, because by heter we don't say chaticha nasa nevela. There is no nevela. When you have milk and heter, you only need to be mevatel the milk, not the heter. So if it's just milk and heter, or just meat and heter, there's definitely no chaticha nas nevela. There's nothing to talk about, even though the Ran talks about it in Chulin, but halacha, there's nothing to talk about. And therefore, in most cases in the home, it would turn out to be a kula. Now let me just give you a quick example of where this idea would come up. If you took a spoon and you stirred a what type of hot milchiks do you have in your house? Let's say you have a farina. You stirred milchiks. Now you took the same spoon and stirred your chalent. So now you have to start figuring if you have shishim against the spoon. And you're not sure. Sometimes it's very hard to figure out. Does a pot have 60 against a spoon? I'm not sure. However, if you call a Rav, the Rav would say, 1 minute. You stirred milchiks first. What was in the pot of milchiks? Let's say the pot had 20 ounces in it. But it was a number of ingredients. The milk was a quarter of it. There was some milk and some oatmeal and whatever else you put in. And you calculate it. And one quarter of the contents of the milk, the pot that was stirred, was milk. That spoon was beileya now, equally, from all of the contents. Okay. It's called kashir hamaduma, the shear of the mixture. And since by milk, which is heto, we don't say chaticha nasa nevela, now when this spoon was used to stir the cholent, and you're calling the Rav, you're telling the Rav, I can't figure out if there's shishim, they'll tell you, you don't need shishim against the spoon. All you need is shishim against the quarter of the spoon, or for calculation purposes, 15 against the spoon, the whole spoon. Because the spoon itself has kashir hameduma, it has a mixture in it of milk and other things, balea equally. So all you need is 60 against the amount of milk that's there.
You say that.
And that is much, usually when someone's masupik, if you have shishim against the whole spoon, you tell them you only shishim against the quarter of the spoon, That usually does it.
You say that against how much meat is in the pot, also according to its proportion. You have one piece of meat in a pot of soup.
No, everything is mevatel the milk. You don't need the meat to be mevatel the milk. The whole taruvus can be mevatel.
No, in other words, when you look to see how much meat you have in that mixture.
No, when you're stirring the cholent. The entire content of the cholent, everything is mevatel the milk. Even if it's not meat, because even any other taste is mevatel milk. Right? As long as the taste dissipates in the mixture. Yes. Okay, the milk is not bottled in the spoon. We have a klal by Kalim, lo yadin on kama bola. And therefore, even if what fell into the spoon is 60 against the metal of the spoon, that won't work, because we don't know if the apliya is there to be mevatel. Alright, so this is again only by heter, 1 minute, only by heter. By iser, we chaticha nas nevela, you won't have a kula of shir hameduma. If the first pot that was stirred was iser, lididah, we hold the, by all iser, chaticha nas nevela, you'll need shishim against the entire volume of the spoon, because of the fact that the contents of the pot were already nasa nevela. And then you don't have the kula of Shira Medoma.
So there's machloket also.
According to the Prima Gadin's explanation, even with Batal Chol, it's only Dorabon.
Thank you so much. I think. What?
Even, according to Prima Gadin, even the Batal Chol would only be a Dorabon in the Belia.
In the Basa B'chala,
it would also be
a Darabon.
So why would the Ramah be? What would the Gezeirah be? Why should the Ramah be?
Shari Surim.
By Shari Surim.
All right. Well, we learned Tzadik Peis. We'll talk about the Lamdis. I'm telling you the halacha. Because not about the Lamdis of Chanan, it's a legitimate issue, but it's not the setting to start to go into the Lamdis of Chanan.
Don't you say Chamik Satacham Kula by milk? Why you
do say because the heat goes is by laying the entire thing.
So then the spoons, the whole spoon is milk. Chamik satah kula.
Thank you. Nothing to do with Purim, right?
The case. Okay. So, but when the spoon,
what?
When spoon the challah, right? Why would you say chamik satah kula? And the whole spoon, not only quarter, we have to be shishim against the whole spoon or the whole bliyah.
Well, it doesn't have more bliyahs than the bliyahs that are there. Whatever the bliyahs are, that's the bliyahs.
In the case we yes.
So that's what he was asking. In the shishim, you could be mekel to measure shishim against the whole thing, right? We want it's a kula to measure against the whole thing, because the taste lamaisa dissipates, spreads into everything equally. So the meat only gets an equal amount with all the contents of the pan. Yeah.
Explain to me something. I have this spoon. I mix 1 ounce of milk. Now, if I measure the milk afterwards, I'll see there might be a drop less than an ounce, but most of the milk is still with the pan.
That's a good question.
How can I say most of the milk is
okay.
With the spoon?
I'll answer that. All right, this I wanted to explain. The machlek is the Ramban and the Rajba. And there's an Igris Maish on this sif, which is what through your meal, what you're asking. I just want to learn the Ramah, because there's a second Inyan of the Rishayim here. And it's okay.
It's working.
Yeah, it's working.
I don't know.
Anyway, oh boy. I can use one of these in my house. I like it better the other way, but I don't want to put it in there. Okay, the. The machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashba, is whether you say chaticha nasa nevela on blias. And that, again, the Rashba is machmir, the Ramban is mekel, the paskan lechumra. The Chachma Sadam says that by shari surim, behepsid, even behepsid muit were mekel, the base mayor on the side also is mekel behepsid because of something in simitalic base. And that's the first machlekes here. Now, there's a mysterious Mordechai, which is the subject of this Ramah. And the Shach and Taz argue about what the Mordechai meant. Let's read the Ramah, who brings the Mordechai, and then you'll see why there's some mystery as to what he meant. First, the Ramah says, Hasfar Rishayin Iker, we're back like the Rajba, K'mashin Izbar La'el, Gabi Tipas Cholof, Shadof La'al K'teira, like it says earlier in Tzadik Aleph. The Yesh, now this is the Mordechai Shita, Yesh Eina Mechalkim Ben Kaf Yoshan L'chadosh. Some say there's no difference if it's an old spoon or a new spoon. Rat Ben Kli Cheres L'shar Kelim. The difference is if the Keli is earthenware or if the Keli is, let's say, metal or Shar Kelim. Vayimrim, the Pekli Cheres, the Efshalah Hafirah Yisrael De Hagola. By Kli Cheres, which, as you know, you can't kasher china earthenware, then amrino kli nasa nevela. Then we say chaticha nasa nevela. Avoloi b'shar kelim b'toyd lachos lahachna. What is the pshat in this Mordechai? B'toyd lachos lahachumra, I thought he was already machmir. First he said asfar rishanik, we're machmir like the Rashi. Now he says that the Mordechai holds there's a difference between Kli Cheres and Kli Matches. A difference between earthenware and metal. What does he mean? It sounds like the Mordechai is being Mekel. He says, well, only Machmir by Cheres and not by metal. What does he mean? So you have here this long Taz on this page. And the Taz says the Pshat in the Mordechai is the following. Bli Ais on the Vela, that we already passed on like the Rashba. The Bli Ais and the Keli are in the Vela. What about a new spoon that has no Bli Ais and only 1 ounce of Isser falls in? So until now we said there's only 1 ounce of Isser, Yeshishim against the 1 ounce. Zok de Mordechai, according to the Taz's Pshat. By Kli Cheres, the Guf HaCheres is Nas in the Vela. The earthenware itself becomes Isser, and even if it has no other Bli Ais of Heter, all it has is a Bli of 1 ounce of Isser, the Guf HaCheres, the clay itself, is Nas in the Vela, and the entire spoon, you need Shishim against the entire spoon. That's the Taz's Pshat, the Taz's understanding of the Ramah, that this is a Chumrah, that by earthenware, we say the earthenware itself becomes the veil. Now, by Shari Surah. Right.
Is that the handle by Cholav?
By
Cholav,
no, by Yisr. Has to be Yisr. Yisr. Right.
Is that the handle as well?
Now, well, I don't know, but the thing is that this Chumrah, L'chayra, makes zero sense. How could the Kli Cheres answer anything? Cheres has no taste. Well, I mean, I never chewed clay, but plain earth has no taste, right? We say that the snake eats the earth and it has no pleasure from it. So earth has no taste. So what's pshat? So the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef on this Taz, the last, the Kudas HaKesef here, with Shom, it says in the Ramah, nearly borrowed Amordechai Lemari El Le'inyin, the Cheres itself. The Shach says, Zainai. The mind of Hamardachai, the Gufa Isser, like Nasa Nevela, Kamesha Kosa Mashal, Ubach, Kamesha Ksafti, the Shachs of Kot Nechof, that's a mistake, which is the Kot Nechof Aleph in the Shach. I know Mendy likes to correct all of them, so the Lachamei of the Esra Mazenikos will see her of it on his Yerodea, which is a good reason. So it's a mistake, it's a Kot Nechof, which is the Kot Nechof Aleph. But the Shah says he doesn't understand this Taz. How could clay become Isser? The way the Chavis Das phrases it, even the Gid Anoshe, we say, Ein beginning the Menoise Tam. The Gid Anoshe has no taste, so it doesn't become Isser. It doesn't give over taste of Isser if you hold it has no taste. So how could Cheres, which has less taste than the Gid Anoshe, how could it give a taste? So therefore, the Shach learns that the Mordechai was really being Makel. Not like the Ramon that has his understanding. He learns, and he brings the Marshal in about, that the Mordechai meant to be Mekel, that only by Kli Cheres we say the Bli is Nas in the Vela. But by Kli Matches we do not say that the Bli the Bli would not be Nas in the Vela, so that our spoons, according to the Mordechai, would not say that the Bli is Nas in the Vela in the spoon.
What would be the comment?
So,
what's the
svara to
it?
What's the svara? The way the shach, the way it's explained, is that something you took kasher and get out.
But it's
still
out.
Yeah, I understand. Svara needs a hesber. It's not derech bishul is a reason, but if that derech bishul is no different to cheres and matzis.
Is there anyway?
The question is why be mechalif the cheres and matzis? Why? Why should
doesn't need derech bishul?
What? Shari Surim, but it's only Zera to Basa B'chalov. That's why, if by Basa B'chalov we're not guys by Surim either. So, basically, the Mardechai is not going to help us and not going to hinder us. Since the Tuf Shatim in the Mardechai.
It's a Chumra by Cheres.
And if it's a Chumra by Cheres or Kula by Matchis, so La Halacha L'maisa, we don't use it L'Kula, we don't use it L'Chumra. Because of this Machloik Shach and Taz, we do not know what the Mardechai really intended. And we really don't understand the svara for either of the two pshatim, and therefore halacha l'maisa, it doesn't change anything in halacha. So this is Sif Hei. I wanted to come back to the Igros Lashon. The Gris Maisha has a chiddush otzum. What surprises me even more is that the Badi Ashulchan paskins like this kula of Rav Maisha. He doesn't always chapa on every kula that Rav Maisha says. Rav Maisha has an extraordinary kula in Hilchis Basar B'Cholav, which in cases of now let me tell you the lamdis where it comes up. Lamaisa is more of a gap pots than spoons, but Rav Maisha says the following. Anybody who learned Yeridaya knows that if you have a piece of steak and it's nevela and it's cooking in a pot, you realize it's nevela, you throw out the steak. How much of the steak is balua in the pot? We have no idea. Lo yadin and kama bala. And we have to be chayshesh that the pot was beleya, the maximum amount that it's possible to be beleya from this meat. And in most cases, it would mean that the pot is full of bleus of iser, and it's totally iser. And if you cooked heter in it, the heter will become aser, because it doesn't have shishim against the whole pot. Now that, Ramesha doesn't change. Ramesha writes, this is in Chelek Aleph in Yeridei of Igros Maisha, Simim Mem Aleph, and the Badi Ashulchan he brings that the Nitziv in the Meshiv Davar, I think there it's Chelek Beis, Simim Nun Gimel, I believe, says the same Chiddush Lekula. I'm sorry, the Nitziv is Chelek Beis and Chav Gimel. They say the following Chiddush, that this is all by salads, by meat. Now we don't know how much was by layer. By liquids, let's say I'm cooking, and I'm following instructions. So I know that I'm cooking a soup, and I know that I took a certain liquid and I poured it in half chicken soup. And the recipe called for 6 ounces of chicken soup. So I put 6 ounces of chicken soup into the pot, and it's cooking. And now someone says, oh, don't put that chicken soup in, that chicken was treif. So I shut off the fire. I take the chicken soup, I pour it back into a measuring cup. I see that the chicken soup lost in the cooking, it lost 1/4 ounce. It's now 5 3/4 ounces. Some of it may have been lost to, obviously to evaporation. I don't know how to measure that. But the maximum it lost was 1/4 ounce. Zat Rav Maisha by liquids, yadin on kamabola. You can tell. You measure how much liquid remains, and whatever liquid you lost is the maximum that the keli was beleyat, and therefore the tremendous kula that I could rely that the keli was only beleyat in this case 1/4 ounce. Now nafkamina is that if I cooked something else subsequently, I only need shishim against that 1/4 ounce. Now this is a tremendous kula. Rav Maisha is medayik from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. If you turn back, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, when he expressed the case of the spoon in Sif Hei, im yadua kama hu ha'isr, kugayin kaf chadasha, sheina bas yayma, sheni abav, ubala kizayis chalav. It doesn't say shenir ba kezayis chalav. It doesn't say you stirred a kezayis of milk. Shenir ba, you stirred. Ubala kezayis chalav. And you know it was beleya, a kezayis of milk. That's the case. You know the amount that it was beleya. So he says, ubala kezayis chalav means you stirred many ounces of chalav. And you know how much is left. And ubala kezayis chalav was by leah a kezayis of milk. It's not the only source Rav Maisha has. That's the source of the Shulchan in the Mechaber. That by liquids you could say you know how much it was by leah, and then you could be mekel.
No matter how big the spoon is, you take it in, it will not be by leah kezayis.
If it has a kezayis, it could be balaya
kazayas.
So if it displaces a kazayas, it could be balaya
kazayas.
It's rare that a kazayas will disappear into a spoon.
How can it disappear?
Yeah,
into a spoon?
I agree with you.
Have a case like that.
Yeah, I don't know. And you're right. Our spoons certainly don't seem to absorb very much from the mixture that we put it into. Our pots don't seem to absorb very much either. So this is a tremendous kula. I don't think you'll find that you lost a whole lot of milk or chicken soup in these cases.
That is only
and this is Ravashi's kula, Mitzvah's kula, upon the Yisrael Lamaisa, and we argued with him that by meat also, let's try to figure out you have to measure against the whole meat, how much did it shrink, how much it, but by liquids are different than solids, and by liquids you can if you can measure it, if you throw it out, you can measure how much remained and assume that the pot or the spoon was belaya only the missing amount. That's this machlokes. If you say nasa nevela,
no, well,
it's a new spoon. There's no nasa nevela. So then there's no problem. In the binyan,
but he's only talking about if the blizz in the pot could be mevatel the iser. Once it's not mevatel, now the whole pot's iser.
But the pot was only belaya. I have a new pot, or ain't a binyan pot. It was only belaya the amount of liquid that's missing.
But
from
if
the
there's shishim in the blizz in the pot against that amount, then fine. But
there's no blizz in the pot. It's a new pot. There's zero blizz in the pot. It's a new pot, ain't it? But you have a pot, right? Kafka dosha, I should have a siyad. I have a brand new pot, and I want to know how much isser is in it, because later when I cooked in it, there's something else in it, I want to know if it was mevatel. Right? So that amount, that's what we're making.
Why are
we? Palm insisted that there is, I had a very hard time understanding it.
What?
Very
do, you hard have, time. Do you have to know the exact measurement?
You. You have to be Mishayer, but because Layadina Kamabola, you have to be Mishayer in places, instances where Chazal gave us Rishus to be Mishayer.
No, in the specific case, by the rough standard case where you measure the whole thing, you measure how much.
Do
you need that, or can you just estimate how much
you're worth? I don't know what the estimate is based on. Yeah, but you have to remember we're talking about small amounts of volume. The difference in 1 ounce and 1.25 ounces make a very big difference when you have to measure 60 against it. Well, you have to be pretty precise.
If you put it in this, then you
move
the whole thing out.
There's
almost nothing for.
What do we say? All right, my understanding is that you have to know. Yes.
Why does the handle of the spoon go into this place?
We discussed that last week, right? By Cham Kula, where it was a beautiful today.
Why don't we say that the Blias left the pot and more went in? How do you?
All legitimate questions, and maybe exchange Blias.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking rather about a new one now, so it's not again. Well, we're talking about a couple of dashes. Switches anyway. Yeah. Okay, that's it. Ten Sivvav. Yeah, the assumption is, at least by liquid, that the tam and the mamashis are one and the same. That's the assumption, and you can argue, but that's the assumption.
If I cook up a pot of soup,
right,
and if I put 10 ounces of soup in the pot, and I cooked it up, and it had a very strong flavor of soup. I then go afterwards, 10 minutes of cooking. I have 9 ounces of soup. I know that I lost 1 ounce of soup, but I taste the soup and it's tasty. The flavor, more flavor was absorbed. That call it the concentration of flavor.
I think the reverse happens. The Matzias is usually the reverse, because evaporation generally water evaporates at a lower boiling point than everything else. Usually the longer it cooks, if you ever you have to ask the ladies, if you ever forgot a chicken soup and left it on the pot for a long time, it becomes more tasty. Taste is more concentrated usually than less, but I don't think that's all Nogaya to hear, because that's a result of the evaporation of the water, which evaporates at a lower temperature. Sivvav Kezayis Techatzi Zayis Shel Isser Shenis Arev Beheter Sarashishim Chatzoy Zayis Heter Levatvoy. You shouldn't think that there's a difference if it's a shear or a chatzi shear. The difference in shear and chatzi shear is only the Gabi Malkus. Kechatzi Zayis Shel Isser Shenis Arev Beheter Sarashishim Chatzoy Zayis Heter Levatvoy. You need 60 even against a small amount, which I think we know. The Lashon of the Shach Chav Gimel, the Kaimel on Chatzishir Nami Osim and Atayra. Elashay liking a lot. The language is because Chatzishir is also an Isser Dairaisa. Now, 1 minute, the Taz is Lashin. If you turn back to Taz test, Kichati Zayis Shel Isser. It says when a Chati Zayis and each Shishin perish, Afilo Isser Drabanan. Even if it's an Isser Drabanan and it's a Chatzishir of an Isser Drabanan, you also need shishim, da'achi aminan, b'perkin anasha, like the zazel b'shiur d'rabbanan. Now, there were those who understood, the Knesset HaGdayla understood, this is a machlek ishach and taz. Taz says, even this is d'rabbanan. The shach said, because chatz shir is also min atayra. Aha, he means it is a d'araisa. The Prima Gadim says that that's not correct. The shach didn't mean only isurim d'araisa. Meant to explain why we treat Chatzishir and complete Shir equally, because since by the Raisis Chatzishir is also in Atayra, so therefore any time we're dealing with a Chatzishir, we give it the same din as a Shir Shalem, and there's no difference between the two.
If you have the right. Now 50 ounces, 50 half ounces, 25 ounces, so it's not bought. Now you eat that. What is the
din? Yes. All right. If you have a chatzis zayis of Isser, which gives taste to 50 zayisim of heter, let's say nevela, and it goes to 50 zayisim, the person does not get malchus because chadchicha nas nevela by shari sum is a drabana. Min atayra, it's still only a chatzis zayis. If it's basa b'cholav, then it's all. If you have a chatzis zayis of cholav and a zayis of basar, then the whole thing is nas nevela, and it's all this.
Even a
chatzis zayis of basa, chatzis zayis of cholav is a kazayis of Isser. Okay, the lumdus here is toloi in the concept of chazilut tarufe. It looks like an easy sif, and it is easy sif, and halacha lamais is very easy. In lumdus, there's taira on this, because why is the chatzishir aser? The Gemara says because it's chazilut tarufe. Anybody who eats a kazayis of nevela, first he eats half a kazayis, and then he eats a second half of the kazayis. It's chazilut tarufe to a shir shalei. So there are those who want to argue, who want to argue that if I have half a zayis of nevela in 50 half zayisim of heter, it's not chazilut tarufe, because I can't eat b'teachilas pras this entire amount plus another half a zayis of nevela. Just not enough time to eat it. So maybe you should say that there's no chatzishir in this case, because the whole reason of chatzishir being also is because of chazilut tarufe, because it could be mitzarif to a shir shalei. And here, in chazilut tarufe means if I eat half a zayis, the other half a zayis is b'teachilas pras, I'm over on the whole shir. What happens if the half a zayis of nevela fell into 25 zayisim? So now it's, I have to eat, in order to be over the derais, I have to eat 25 zayisim plus another half a zayis of nevela, all b'teachilas pras, in the time that normally a person could eat 6 to 8 zayisim. Not possible. So maybe I shouldn't say that there's a din of chatzishir here. So that, lafuki that, however we answer that kasha, lafuki that, that's the Shulchan Aruch here. And as the Shach says, that this chatzishir is also an Isser D'oraisa, he wants to tell us that this chatzishir is a din chatzishir ben atayra, despite the fact that in the lumdus of chatzishir, a person could have pikpukim. But as I said, the halacha l'maisa of sif vav is easy. Sif zayim, let's see, also a relatively simple sif, but a chiddush. Beya sheyesh ba afrayach. If you have a treifa egg, it's a chicken egg, but the egg was left under its mother too long, and it's already forming into a chick. Now that egg, of course, is treif. Or it has a drop of blood. Now, a drop of blood in an egg makes the entire egg treif. Because shadeh tichla b'kula, we say that once the blood starts forming in the formation of the yolk, if the blood is in the yolk and it starts to form, that's a sign that the egg is switching over. It's beginning to now turn into a chicken, and the entire egg is awesome. The reason that many of us are making our eggs is because our eggs are safta meyara, they're not fertilized eggs. Our eggs are raised on chicken farms where the eggs, by and large, are not, there's no rooster that's involved in the forming of the egg. The chicken is warm so that it gives out its egg. That egg can never turn into a chicken. If you find blood in the egg, it's usually the result of some internal bleeding of the mother chicken. Just a drop of blood which fell in. It's usually in the white, not in the yolk. And in that case, Meikar Adin, we make throw out just the blood and use the egg. If you still have the whole egg, we throw away the egg. We're machmir to throw away the egg. But if somebody, it's a shayla, they broke the egg into a potato kugel that they're making and they see a little bit of blood, you tell them to spoon out the amount of blood, and the rest of the egg is really heter. So this mechaber is talking about fertilized eggs. If you want to talk about unfertilized eggs, I'll come back to it. But this Shulchan Aruch, when it says tipas dam, is totally dina de Shulchan Aruch, where the egg, when it has a bit of blood in it, it's already turning into a chicken. Shenis bashla macheris. Now you cook many eggs. How much do you need to be mevatel this one egg of treifis? Tzarech shishim ba'achas mevatel plitasa. Normally you need shishim. Here you need 61. Why in the world should you need 61 by an egg? So the reason that's usually given is the Rambad's reason, that usually when a person is told you need 60 against this egg, the person is not going to measure displacement, they'll just count the number of eggs and assume that the eggs are basically the same size. They'll rely on bittul b'shish. So because eggs are not always the same size, they're not identical in size, so Chazal were machmir that you need 61 to make up for that small amount of possible change. However, that's the Rambam's reason. The Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam says that in the case of the bleas of the egg, an egg is a davar chashuv, at least it used to be. A davar chashuv, eggs by bishalakim, eggs is this a bishalakim, is a davar ayla shulchan malachim. And they made a heker for a davar chashuv to need a little more, to need 61 against the egg. So they need 61 against the egg. Now the egg itself is a barrier, according to the Mechaber. And the egg itself, if you can't find the egg, it's not bottom. But you can always find the egg. If you want to know which egg has the chicken in it, you just crack it open, you'll find the one that has the chicken. The question is the bliyais. On bliyais, there's no barrier. On bliyais, it's bottle. So it's considered a chashid, they said it's bottle in 61, and therefore you need 61.
So
for the bliyais, yeah. So that's the halacha here in the essence. Yes, sometimes the white, sometimes the yellow. In your experience, you only found it in the yellow.
But it's okay. On the surface,
that could be.
The yellow.
It's not the yellow of an egg is in the chicken for a period of time. Every chicken has an ashkailas, has chazakul and ashkailas of yolks, like a bunch of grapes. And the yolks are there for a while, and each one, when it, whatever you, the ovulation of a chicken, whatever the proper medical phrase is, it gives off its egg. It could be that the blood, the internal blood, could go into the yolk as well.
So
it could be in the white, wherever it might be. All right. I don't think this comes up that often. I'd like to learn the Mechaber of Sifches, the Rabbah 2 weeks from now. Mechaber says chal misbatul b'tishim mechavishim. Just like an egg has a chumra, that instead of batul b'shishim it needs batul b'61. The chal is the udder of a cow. The udder of a cow is of course where the milking of the cow takes place. That udder has a lot of milk in it. If that udder was put into a pot, and you need shishim against the milk that's in the udder. The udder, not until when the udder is nevel. We're talking about the milichiks of the udder. So then it's 59. Again, there are two reasons. The Rambam holds that since this cholov is a drabanan, they made a hecker, just like the Rambam said by eggs, chashu, they made a hecker of 61. He says here where the udder is a shail of a cholov drabanan, it needs 59 al hecker. But the other Ishaidim give a lumdisha reason. They say the reason is because the meat of the udder is meat. It's mitzdarif to be mevatel the milk. It's only the milk that's in the gumais, that's in the holes of the udder, which is milachik. So every udder has within it one chelik of meat against the chelik of milk. So 59 more, together with the guf of the meat of the udder, is 60 against the milk. And that's why the 59 is adequate. There's nothing in the veil because it wasn't cooked separately. If it was cooked separately, it would be a chatichanas de veil. Apparently not. Why the milk's the davak, I'm not sure. But this is the other Rishenzi. The Ramah, the Sivches, we'll get to next week. In 2 weeks, Freilich Purim to everybody.